This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
So today I'm calling on all members of Congress, Democrat, Republican, and Independent, to support pro-American tax reform. They have to do it. It's time. They have to do it. It is time. I'm calling on Congress to provide a level playing field for our workers and our companies, to attract new companies and businesses to our shores, and to put more money into the pockets of everyday hardworking people, and also into the pockets of our companies so they can continue to grow and expand. What could possibly be more bipartisan than allowing families to keep more of what they earn and creating an environment for real job and wage growth in the country that we love so much? So let's put, or at least try to put, the partisan posturing behind us and come together as Americans to create the 21st century tax code that our people deserve.
Well, this is what America is calling for. They want tax reform. And businesses are excited because the president is leading the charge on tax reform. And look what happened, Scott, with GDP. I mean, when was the last time we saw 3% growth? I mean, what a positive number. Jobs continue to be on the rise. I mean,
more than 8 years ago, I think.
Yeah, I think at least that. And so here it is, you know, regardless of what the media wants to say, you always look at the guy's bottom line. It's like my old mentor used to say, Bill, your charm is only as good as your bottom line. Well, Donald Trump's bottom line, you know, all the other stuff aside, you know, we're starting to get this country back on track. And this is great, getting people back to work. And, you know, we're doing this in spite of all the pushback and the resistance by Democrats. Of course, natural disasters on top of it. You know, and with natural disasters, we need now more than ever to get this country back on track, because we've got a rather expensive proposition here. I mean, there's going to be a lot of money involved in the restructuring. I mean, we're already looking at infrastructure just for the country at large. Now, with, you know, some special attention to the Gulf Coast area and Texas, Houston, and now even parts of Louisiana are going to be affected as well. You know, we need the money. So we need now more than ever to get America, you know, back to work, to get our GDP going. And I like where this is heading. And certainly at the basis of this, which will make a huge, huge difference, is tax reform. As he said, it's been a long time coming. You know, we keep talking about it, but, you know, very, very little follow up here. And the pressure is on, you know, Congress to make this happen. And, of course, you know, the latest rating points came out. I don't know if you saw this approval rating. Not good. Not good for Congress. I mean, down to, what, 15% or something. Of course, that always happens. And, you know, but still they get reelected. But I don't know. This might be, you know, as you and I were talking about, Scott, this might be a different time and season. You know, the voters spoke loud and clear last November, and they voted Donald Trump in. And they wanted Donald Trump because of the policies and the things that he was saying. And he's not getting a whole lot of help. I mean, certainly from the Democrats, you understand that. But even the Democratic constituency, there's a measure of them that are saying, okay, enough with this resistance already. Let's, you know, let's give this guy a chance. Let's work with him and see what we can do to get out of the doldrums. I mean, we've already invested 8 years, and look what we've, you know, had to pay and what we've experienced. You know, we've lost our jobs. More of us are on welfare and food stamps, you know, than was before. Let's see if we can get lifted up here. You know, be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And for Republicans, the same way, you know, they need to come alongside this president, support his ideas. It's not like they're going to get 100%, but even 50%, do you think they're going to get any much more? Certainly a lot less if it was a Democratic leader. That's what they got to look forward to, and this is what the voters are seeing as well. And the pressure is on for everybody to perform. This is Bill Martinez. We are live. The conversation continues at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's in our best interest, ladies and gentlemen, to get this country back on track. And thank you for joining us in that effort, because all hands are required if we're going to make a difference. Enough of this doldrums. I was really excited with the news, as we mentioned, 3% GDP, more jobs are being created. Let's bring in our historian and author. And he is the expert on immigration. I yield to him.
Hello?
Okay. Okay, here we are. We're back. There we go. We got a knot in the cord, and every once in a while it gets in the way, and we sometimes fail to connect. But, you know, Mr. Scott, he's there at Mission Control. He knows how to make this work. Bruce, are you with us now? Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you just fine. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Now I feel so much better now that I can hear your voice, okay? Bruce, you know, congratulations on the new book, by the way. You know, it is outstanding. It has been a long time coming, only because we're always interested in hearing what it is that you have to say as it relates to, you know, to immigration, this broken system that everybody says. I think it's quite interesting. They say it's broken, but they continue to want to do the same thing they're doing. So how does that fix it?
Well, of course, it doesn't fix it, but one has to assume, I assume, that the reason they don't fix it is because they like it the way it is.
Right.
That's pretty pessimistic, I know, but what other conclusion can you reach?
Yeah, there's just not enough pain there, I guess. I mean, especially here recently, you know, this whole issue on sanctuary cities. You've got a federal judge telling Texas, "No, you know, we're kicking that out." You know, so how does that help? You know, the situation anymore, you know, because at the foundation of all this that you and I have discussed on many occasions is the rule of law. You start violating the rule of law, then, you know, the infrastructure of, of your immigration, you know, program just starts to implode on itself.
Well, I think the rule of law is foundational for everything that we have in this country. And I think that one of the things we're seeing with immigration is that the president is doing what he can, mm-hmm. As regards immigration, and that's enforcing the laws.
Mm-hmm.
He's being blocked by all the people who don't want the laws enforced. sanctuary cities you mentioned is certainly a prime example of it. Court cases are springing up all over the country to try to block it, and almost every time they're overcome. So I think that what he's doing in terms of enforcing the law is helping bring us closer to a better position in immigration. Mm-hmm. And you're getting the states involved. Here in Texas, our governor has taken some actions that also have been, he's been taken to court by opposing, but he's taken some actions to cut back on the sanctuary cities in our state.
Mm-hmm. You've got to go head-to-head with these issues, Bruce. I mean, like you said, they have decided, I say they, you know, the ruling class has decided they like the dysfunction of immigration, and they'll come out and admit that it's broken and all that, but, you know, it's business as usual. I mean, they're just talking points. There's no backup to what they're saying, because things are going quite well for them just the way it is. But now you've got the president introducing RISE and this whole program that they've laid out. I've got some questions on some of the aspects of it, but I want to hear your read on this, Bruce. What do you say?
Well, we're talking about in the full name, the Reforming American Immigration for a Small
I said RISE. I meant RAISE. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. I know. But this has been sponsored by a couple of senators, Tom Cotton and David Perdue.
Right.
And they introduced the same thing or a similar version of the bill early in the year, which promptly was sent to committee and died.
Mm-hmm.
This is a revised version of a little bit, and it gives you a little background to understand what this bill is saying. Everybody should understand that, and we're talking only legal immigration. We're not talking illegal immigration in this conversation. The government issues more than a million green cards a year. Most of them go to relatives of citizens. Only 140,000 of them are provided on the basis of job skills.
Mm.
So what's that? My math is 860,000 of them are going to people who do not have proven job skills.
Mm-hmm.
At least that wasn't the basis for their coming into the country. Over 500,000 of them go to family,
mm-hmm.
on the family preference basis, on which there is no limit at the present time. Absolutely no limit, and that includes not only nuclear family, close family, but that includes uncles, cousins, grandparents, parents, you name it.
So when you say no limit, we're talking about if there's a little bit of blood in that family line, they can welcome to the USA, right? Is that what you're saying?
Essentially, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
No, they have to be. Relatives,
mm-hmm.
related to a U.S. citizen. But what happens is, go back to 1965 when the current law was passed. The next year after this provision was made a major part of it, the next year 38,000 family members were given green cards, came into the country. Now it's over 500,000. It's cascading.
Yes.
Because immigrants come in, they become citizens, and then their families can come in, and it's repeated over and over again. This is a huge basic part of the problem of the immigration program. So this bill, the RAISE Act, would put some big brakes on it. It would do some little things that are probably easy to do, limit the status of refugees to 50,000 a year, and theoretically, that limit exists now, but there's all kinds of loopholes so that it can be overridden, and is, for refugees and asylum seekers. It would also eliminate the diversity lottery, which is another 50,000, which everybody that I know of agrees that's ridiculous to have that in place. But the big thing it does is it eliminates the family preference and brings it down to only spouses and minor children of U.S. citizens have this unlimited ability to come to the United States with no further qualifications. So it puts, what it does is it then puts in place a skills-based system.
Exactly. And Bruce, we got to go to break. And this is what I want you to unfold further and why this aspect makes so much sense in terms of a skill-based system. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Our conversation with Bruce Thatcher continues. Stay with us. It's just about 15 after the top of the hour right now.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Live.
Hey, it's the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. I am Bill Martinez. Our conversation with Bruce Thatcher continues. Bruce is a historian, author. We have quoted his book on many occasions. It was book two of his series titled Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. He has just released another book that it is becoming quite endearing. Again, I appreciate Bruce's knowledge of history, his passion for it, his willingness to share it. He has done this with his third installment called Rise and Decline, which was just completed. Now, it examines the completed life cycles of four nations, and it shows where the United Kingdom and United States are in their cycles. Very fascinating stuff. You know that this country has some fixing to do if it is going to continue to stay at the level and the prominence internationally that we have grown up with. Some are saying that America may be on the decline and may have gone past the tipping point. Bruce, congratulations on the book Rise and Decline. You know, we appreciate all that you're sharing with us in that book, because, you know, when you look back at history, I mean, there's a reason that history is so doggone important, because history does predict what's going to happen in the future, doesn't it?
History has lessons for us. The value of history is exactly that, and the more explicit those lessons can be, I believe, the more likely they'll be remembered and used. And that's what I try to do in these books as we're researching them and bringing them out.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the value of it. I mean, do we have ears to hear, or are we going to be stubborn and just think, okay, we're going to be different, and somehow we're just so exceptional that we're not going to be like the other empires before us, right?
Somehow we think we're in denial. We think that it'll be different for us, and we don't have to do anything about it.
Well, Rise and Decline, how can they get their hands on this book, Bruce?
You can go to my website, historyspeakstoday.com. You can get it there, and that has links to Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble's and all of the online places you can get it also.
Well, do so right away. Let me tell you, it will be a blessing for you. You will appreciate the questions that you may have in your own heart and consciousness, you know, about this country and the trajectory we're on. When you've got 6 out of 10 people saying we're on the wrong track, what does that portend? What does that mean? Can we turn the tide here? And this is going to be something that has to be done long term. It's not something that's going to happen in two presidential administrations, is it, Bruce?
Very long term, and you can argue that, well, maybe we can't and maybe we can, but one thing is absolutely sure: if we don't try, we won't.
Exactly.
And so we need to be about fixing the problems that are causing our decline, and we need to be fixing things like the immigration problem, because that's a very basic part of the American experience.
Yeah, and this is the thing that is amazing, how the future and the assets of this country are being sold down the river, so to speak, by the ignoring of clear laws, the cheating on the laws that have taken place. And, you know, things like what the revised RAISE Act is addressing here, it's bringing to the front all these aberrations and exceptions that have compromised an effective immigration system. You know, I think everybody's willing to say, yes, the system is broken. Okay, well, what are we doing to fix it, right?
Fixing it is, I think, a very complicated thing, and it's tough. And it goes beyond the short election cycle vision of most of our, of most of our politicians. A number of really difficult things have to be done, and it means, including that both leaders of the House and the Senate and the President all have to get on the same picture. They want to change it. They want to fix it. They want to get into it. And it will not happen with just a handful of senators or a handful of representatives writing an immigration bill and saying, okay, we should do this. raise may be a good start for getting into that kind of a program, but if we don't fix, if we haven't resolved all of the big issues that are taking up all of the oxygen in the in this country, the Russians, things like the wall, things like tax reform, and go right on down the line. If those things aren't pretty much handled and out of the way, then immigration doesn't have much of a chance to get talked about because it's a very long conversation.
Mm-hmm.
In 1965, actually in 1964, President Kennedy had wanted to do immigration reform. He, of course, was assassinated, and when Lyndon Johnson became president, he also wanted to do immigration reform for whatever reasons, but he would not, he did not do it in 1964 because he had to get out other things out of the way first.
Mm-hmm.
So it became a 1965 action. These other things were cleared out of the way. If we don't, if the Congress and the establishment, if we call it, keeps raising all of these other side issues, immigration has very little chance of getting really attended to.
Well, the thing that seems to be coming up here, Bruce, is that they've abandoned the idea of what the mission is all about with immigration. What are we trying to do? I mean, if the idea that we is that, you know, when you look back historically, when this country has flourished, it's when it's, you know, immigrants that were coming into the country, the people were contributing. It was kind of that John Kennedy mindset of not relying on the government. It was, you know, what can you do? You know, what it is that you have to offer? And I liken to this, you know, kind of like a franchise a baseball team. If you have an opportunity to get a bunch of cleanup hitters on your team, and you can afford to do it, go make it happen. But you have to have that vision, first of all, to say, you know what, I want a bunch of cleanup hitters. Could you imagine a pitcher facing, you know, 8, 9 cleanup hitters, you know, in the lineup every day? It'd be quite wearing. But we have that opportunity. I mean, we are a magnet. Why can't we choose the kind of people who come in that can support, you know, the structure and the growth and demands of the 21st, 22nd century that are ahead of us to where we can really, I mean, you know, you've got some really sharp people all over the world that are involved, you know, globally in this country anyway because of the nature of communications today. But why not have them here assimilate in this country and be positive aspects, which has been the case in the past on selective occasions. But I believe that we have the opportunity to kind of understand, you know, that that is our objective and be true to that objective, and maybe some of these other issues will take care of themselves. What do you think?
I think so. We got a couple of 100 million people in the world who would come here if they had the chance, and we ought to be able to select from those the absolute best to strengthen our country and bring them in here. And that's what a focus on the national interest that to be served by immigration would do for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, whether it's, you know, we're going to cut back green cards from 1 million to, you know, 500,000. Well, what happens if we, you know, expand it to, you know, 3 million over, you know, a year or two? But, of course, some politicians, you know, once you give them that, then, you know, there's just not enough rope. They just keep on going. But and they find these exceptions and violate the principle of what we're trying to do. But we really go after these franchise players in the world who want to live here anyway and assimilate. They would love the opportunity to bring their families here, and it's because of what they have to offer and what they can do technologically in advancing this country. I think, hey, as they say, the world is our oyster, but if we're not going to, if we don't like oysters, then we're in trouble here, aren't we?
We are.
just saying. Bruce Thatcher has been with us. Bruce, always appreciate your insight. Congratulations on the book. Again, check it out. It is linked on our website as well.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the
experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
My name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years old, and I've been building muscle and losing fat over the last 6 months. I've been using One World Whey to provide a highly assimilable protein and Kappa Mineral Whey to help me get all the minerals I need and support my body's alkaline pH. I've also been using Estroblock to keep my testosterone levels high and not allow it to convert to estrogen, which happens normally as men age. The extra testosterone also helps in building muscle. The result has been a successful process of converting my body from fat to muscle. I've lost 20 pounds to date.
Join the many people who are converting fat to muscle with One World Whey. The body is chronically hungry for usable amino acids. Cooking proteins destroys up to 75% of the amino acids. Cooked proteins burden the body and accelerate aging. One World Whey's protein content is raw and virtually 100% usable. Substitute One World Whey for one meal of your day and see how much better you can feel. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, ooh. Second thing, second, don't you tell me what you think that I can be. I'm the one at the sail, I'm the master of my sea. Oh, ooh, the master of my sea. Ooh, I was broken from a young age, taking my token to the masters, writing my poems for the few that look at me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson.
Your program,
from the pain, seeing
your
the
calls,
through the
your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
America, Bill Martinez here, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Jeff Cruer joins us. Jeff, of course, the Cajun Crusher, the host and publisher of Ringside Politics Live from New Orleans, Louisiana, on WGSO 990. Jeff is also host of Ringside, which airs on WLAE-TV, a PBS affiliate in New Orleans, and is author of the seminal book, America's Last Chance, which examines the crossroads at which the United States finds itself and the role of Donald Trump in resolving our national crisis. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Great to be with you.
Hey, good to have you with us. I'm glad you're faring well. Concerned, of course, about all our friends in Texas, and now Harvey is saying hello to Louisiana, huh?
Well, yeah, Southwest Louisiana is getting the brunt of it. We're getting some of the rain, but Lake Charles has really been hit hard, but they're coping with it. They're used to it. And we've got a lot of resources mobilized to help the people out. And we got a lot of our Louisiana folks, Bill, going over to Texas. We call them the Cajun Navy.
Yes, exactly.
They're bringing their boats over there, and they're helping the folks. We've really mobilized in the face of this unprecedented disaster. It really is incredible.
And I like what your governor had to say, that Texas covered your back in Katrina, and it's time for Louisiana to return favor.
Exactly. Untold thousands of people from New Orleans went to Houston. Mm-hmm. Many of them stayed there. Many of them that were victims of Katrina are now victims of Harvey.
Yes.
And we're doing what we can to help. We really are.
Yeah, that's incredible when you think about it, and we were just talking about it the other day, you know, to your point, that a lot of people just through the transition, they end up settling in Houston, and God forbid, here they are 12 years later, almost to the day, right?
I know. It is exactly the day. The 29th was the day, and
wow.
We were remembering Katrina, but we were also dealing with a lot of the rain, and New Orleans has been compromised because we've had some pump problems. So there was a threat of flooding, so the mayor said, hey, nobody come to work on Tuesday because we were worried about being victimized by flooding due to the compromised pumping situation that we have. So during hurricane season, we're always on pins and needles around here. So.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Jeff, it has been a long, hard-fought battle, 12 years. You might assess Louisiana as still work to be done. Of course, depending on what kind of impact Harvey has there, maybe a minor setback. But nonetheless, what does Houston have to look forward to?
Houston has to look forward to many years. The recovery is going to take a long time. And when you consider all the people that have been impacted, New Orleans, the metro area here, is about 1.3 million.
Mm-hmm.
In Houston, it's 6.5 million. So it's just a bigger number of people impacted. And the good thing is, fortunately, there haven't been the type of casualties that we had here for Katrina. We had 1,836 people lose their lives.
Mm-hmm.
I know in Harvey you had some loss of life, but fortunately you had enough people taking action quick enough to be able to save a lot of people that were in need. Here, of course, we're under below sea level, so we have an additional problem. When the levees broke, we really had a dangerous situation because of where we stand, because we're below sea level. So
right, exactly.
I think some of the lessons from Katrina helped them in dealing with Harvey. You saw the federal response much quicker. You saw the president on the ground there a few days after the storm. You had a more engaged governor. We really were compromised here because we had a mayor who was incompetent. We had a governor who was incompetent. We had a crooked congressman. We really just had the wrong leaders in place during the catastrophe.
Yeah, you talk about a perfect storm. It all perfectly lined up all against the people there, didn't it?
Oh, it was horrible. I mean, we just had the absolute worst people in place when you had an unprecedented disaster like Katrina was. And it still brings back nightmares for people here to think about everything they went through, because it was such an incredible disaster. But we're resilient people, and 85% of the people moved back, Bill, after Katrina. So the population was about 480,000 prior to Katrina. It's about 400,000 now. Not everybody moved back, but a good number did. And we just went on with our lives, rebuilt, stronger levees, rebuilt higher. So you don't have as many slab homes. They're off the ground. And we hope the pumping capacity is better.
As long as the beignets came back, you know, then we're all happy. You know, until the beignets are back, it's like
we got the beignets, we got the hurricanes, we got all the good food, that's for sure.
Well, and the big takeaway out of this whole situation, what New Orleans took away from it, number one, is that it does take a village. I mean, it was, you know, just pretty much what's on display in Texas, and that is people helping people. Forget about race. There were some crazy things that happened, but what I'm encouraged in seeing in Texas is that the racial divide is not there. I mean, you don't have black boats there only picking up black people, or white boats only picking up white people. You got Americans helping Americans, and that's, to me, is very encouraging and a big takeaway, number one. Number two is the measure of self-reliance that seems to be demonstrated. There's still some people, that Democrats believe that the government should be there for them. But again, this is the big lesson, is that the people who were responsible and self-reliant are better off than those relying on the government. Don't you see?
No doubt. No doubt about it. And the real, the spirit of can-do attitude, of rugged individualism, the people that are there, they didn't wait for the government to tell them. They just went there to help other people in need. And that was just so heartwarming to see folks risking their lives.
Exactly.
To go out there to help people. They don't care, black or white, whatever. They just want to help their fellow human beings. And,
right.
And it really makes you feel good about the country to see that kind of attitude on display, Bill.
And I got to tell you, Jeff, I'm irritated that the media wants to be more focused on Melania's stilettos than this kind of story that you and I are talking about right now. Because this is greatly underreported. You know, if there was a conflict between the alt-left and the alt-right and Antifa and all those, boy, they'd be out there, you know, they would be ignoring what's happening, you know, with these day-to-day victories that are happening on behalf of Americans, just lifting up other Americans and doing what we normally do, you know, coming alongside one another, our neighbors, our fellow patriots, our fellow citizens. I mean, that's what makes this country exceptional.
It does. And every one of these rescues, Bill, is a victory. Every one of these people that are taken out of the floodwaters and saved is a victory for this country. And I wish the media would focus more on the kind of people like these people with Gage and Navy. Drop everything, go across state lines, put their lives on hold to just to help their fellow Americans. And that's just what we don't hear enough of from the media. We hear about these ridiculous stories about what footwear Melania Trump has. I mean, that's so irritating to me. And there was a guy in Florida who tweeted something about the storm hit Texas because they vote Republican. And
that was a professor at the University of Tampa, and he got fired. And, yeah, I mean, he was just instant karma on them because they voted for Trump.
Isn't that despicable? I mean, just really despicable.
Well, that, you know, and that would only have some kind of veracity if Houston 100% voted for Trump, but we know that's not the case. And we also know that God's very clear. He says the rain will fall on the just and unjust. It is equal opportunity, and that's, you know, if you want to look at it that way. So, you know, he deserved the exit, and, you know, this kind of stuff is ridiculous. Jeff Cruera is with us. Yes, the favorite son of Louisiana, and we've got more from the Cajun Crusher right after this. Stay with us.
Dear friends in Christ, the Reverend Michael Spruker.
From the studio that brought you War Room and Miracles from Heaven comes All Saints, a new pastor's first assignment to close a struggling church.
I think God's with me.
He wants us to save this little church by making the land into a farm.
From a seed of faith grows hope.
We're back where we started.
We are not where we started. We're somewhere completely new.
All Saints, starring John Corbett, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Now play. For tickets and showtimes, go to allsaintsmovie.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As summer wraps up, whether you're planning one more road trip, a backyard barbecue, or shopping for back to school, it pays to know all of your opportunities to earn rewards. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive Kevin Condon recommends layering your rewards programs to maximize earning opportunities.
Many grocery stores and gas stations have their own rewards programs. Earn even more rewards by paying with a credit card like Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards, which offers 3% cash back on gas purchases and 2% cash back at grocery stores and wholesale clubs.
Another tip from Condon is to take advantage of banking rewards programs to further boost credit card rewards.
Bank of America Preferred Rewards offers perks such as credit card cashback bonuses of up to 75%, no-fee ATM transactions, and waived fees on everyday banking services. Since Preferred Rewards launched in 2014, Bank of America customers have earned over $500 million in cashback and points bonuses.
For more information, visit www.bankofamerica.com/preferred-rewards.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
They're coming to America. They're coming to America. They're coming to America. They're coming to America today. Today.
Your program.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. A conversation with Jeff Cruer, Louisiana's favorite son, continues. The Cajun Crusher is host and publisher of Ringside Politics Live from New Orleans, Louisiana. Jeff, out of this whole situation with Hurricane Harvey, if anything has become more pronounced, it is that our president, Donald Trump, seems to be going this alone, and that would include even some of the inner working and inner struggles that are taking place. Sebastian Gorka, who just exited, is kind of exposing some of the underbelly. And, of course, Bannon, when he left, seemed to indicate that, you know, all is not rosy and wonderful there in the Trump White House.
You know, I was sad to see both of them go. I think they're both good men, and I like the fact that they represented the sort of the populist wing of the Republican Party, which is underrepresented. But Donald Trump is the one who really can best represent that wing. He's the one that can best represent the message. And I think he knows what he wants to do as president. And if you saw the rally that he did the other day, he hit on a lot of those themes. He's being consistent with what he said during the campaign. I think he's trying to follow through as president. The problem, Bill, is the Republicans in Congress. That's the problem. They are the ones that I point the finger of blame at. The Republicans in the do-nothing Congress.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you look at it in terms of a process and concentric circles, you would first think that the GOP should be rallying around this president. If there was any big takeaway out of November, it was that Trump was right, you were wrong. That's it. Okay,
exactly.
That's the headline. Okay, so now you're the GOP. So how wrong from Trump were you in understanding what Main Street America was calling for? I think you know, philosophically, you're definitely a lot closer than Nancy Pelosi. So get your act together. You're not going to be 100%, but back in the days of Ronald Reagan, as he said, hey, I'd much rather settle for 80 and go back and figure out the other 20 down the road. And whatever that number is, even if it's 50%, that's 50% more than what you had or you'll ever get under a regime of a Harry Reid or a Nancy Pelosi. Am I wrong here?
You're totally right. And if the Republicans don't start doing what you're talking about and rallying around Donald Trump, they're going to lose their majority.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to lose all those Cush committee chairs. They're going to lose their leadership. You're going to see the Democrats take power. And that's just going to be more problems for the country because the Democrat agenda is poison, Bill. It's poison.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The Republicans are just, unfortunately, not courageous enough to embrace the Trump agenda, to take on the media, take on the Democrats, their weak need. And I'll tell you, if they don't shape up soon, they could be in real danger in 2018.
Yeah, one of two things. You're exactly right, Jeff. Either the Democrats now get a foothold or there's some fresh new welcome blood from the GOP, the next generation coming up that are real fighters, that they get it. You know, they're not formed and fixated by the Beltway philosophy. They are formed and their worldview comes out of Main Street America, and they fight for and have fought for, you know, conservative values and are true to it, not conservative in name only.
Well, we see that going on. We've got conservative challengers to the senators in Nevada and Arizona. I think you'll see more of that, Bill, as time goes on. And you're going to see those people get lots of support around the country. And
right.
I saw a poll the other day, Jeff Flake is behind in Arizona right now. And that's a good thing. And and I saw Sarah Palin endorsed be a challenger to Dean Heller in Nevada, and that's going to be a competitive race. So you're right. That could be a real dynamic here as well, and that would be a good thing.
Well, I would vote for that better than getting a Democrat in there, because the Democrats, you know, are just, I mean, they are in chaos. I mean, I had to laugh because the other day, and I don't know if you heard Nancy Pelosi lauding the praises of the Democratic Party, how many wins they have had over Donald Trump, and, you know, just going on and on. I go, this poor girl, she's delusional. I think what's happened is the hair dye has kind of sunk into the gray matter and has overcome her consciousness without even her being aware. Only her hairdresser knows.
Bill, how could she talk about wins? I mean, every time they have a major showdown, the Republicans win. Donald Trump gets behind the candidate, and they beat the Democrats. And remember, when Obama won, all the special elections went to the Republicans. Trump is continuing to build on his victory in November, despite all the challenges, despite all the negative media coverage. And I think it shows you what the Democrats are, and they are a broken party right now. All they have is anti-Trump and this Russia investigation, and now they're pushing the racial issue. I mean, they really have nothing positive for the American people.
Exactly. It's only let's hate Trump and resist Trump. And meanwhile, it's the American people that are paying for this incompetence. We're all paying for this resistance. And it gets sickening because here we are. Look at the new labor numbers. Look at the GDP numbers. We're 3%, Jeff, on the GDP. Touch them all, buddy.
What?
High five. Let's go.
That Barack Obama never reached that level in 8 years. He never got to 3% GDP growth.
Yeah, and here it is. We're in his first
Trump
year. Stuff. We're not even 300 days in. What are we, 250 days, somewhere like that, close to? And he hits 3%. And they were saying, even all the analysts were saying, hope upon hope, we might be able to do it by the end of the year.
I think it's tremendous news, and the Republicans should be touting this. They should be praising the president. They should be running on this. But instead, they're running from the president. They're all worried because of the whole Russia narrative and the fact that he said both sides committed violence in that Charlottesville rally. I've never been more mad than I was in the aftermath of that, Bill, because Donald Trump spoke the truth about Antifa and what happened in Charlottesville, and all these Republicans decided, no, we're not going to back the president. We're going to back the Democrats and the media and the far left and condemn him. So, I mean, it's just very frustrating to me as a Republican to see the way my own party treats my president, who I think is doing a fabulous job.
Yeah, I mean, is he perfect? Who is? And there are exceptional things, but come alongside, help him out, be a part of the solution, not add to the problem. This is why we've insisted, Jeff, that the president is better off outside the Beltway. The Beltway is diseased. It is a swamp. There's no, as much as he can avoid it, get out of there, because you get that stuff on you and you're fighting an uphill battle. They're settled in there. They love the smell of the swamp. They're used to it. They don't know what it's like, and Donald Trump goes out and smells the American people and they smell good. And it encourages him. And it encourages us to hear from him outside of the Beltway, stuck in the middle with all that stuff with John McCain and McConnell and all these people that want to make excuses. I mean, I don't know how you look at the American people in the face after asking, for the Senate, asking for the House, that you would repeal and replace Obamacare. And then you ask for the White House. If only we got the White House. Now you have it and you fall short. I mean, that is unacceptable. It's inexcusable. And as Donald Trump, as the CEO of any company, would say, that is on your watch. You're fired. Look at the door.
Right, and he called it a disgrace that we couldn't get Obamacare repeal and replace through, and it is a disgrace. I mean, we've been working toward this since 2009, since Obama was inaugurated. We got the House, we got the Senate, we got the White House. They've got it now, Bill. They've got it. They've got to deliver, and this could be it. This upcoming fall could be make or break, because if they don't do it in the fall, they're not going to do it in an election year. And that will
exactly
be it.
Well, here we've got the debt ceiling to deal with. We've got tax reform to deal with. No excuses. And McConnell, if you need to get, go nuclear on every option possible and exercise it, go nuclear. Go make it happen. I mean, I can tell you, if Harry Reid was in that position, he wouldn't hesitate to push the button once again.
Democrats play hardball. We're playing wiffle ball. Harry Reid would not think about it 1 second. You're so right. And they want to be gentlemen. They want to be colleagues with their Democratic counterparts. They don't want to ruffle their feathers. They've got to get the job done. And you're right. They got to go nuclear on everything. The one thing they went nuclear on is the best thing that they did, and that's
exactly.
Neil Gorsuch.
That's the only thing their claim to fame is Neil Gorsuch is going, follow the model. If that's what success looks like, why did you deviate, right?
If that was the only thing they did right, that one thing. So they should definitely do more of that. But I don't know, Bill. I've got no faith in either Paul Ryan or Mitch McConnell. I really don't.
Well, they got to mix it up. I mean, if they can learn something from the extreme left and right, the lunatic fringes, they're not afraid to get their noses bloody. I think these guys are afraid to get their noses bloody. Go find something you can fall on your sword over that is for we the people, go surprise us and go be a hero on something. You're going to tell me, for all the things that we're dealing with here in this country, that there's something that you can't fight for and believe in? And I would ask that of John McCain. Paul Ryan or Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, right on down.
I want to know why they're Republicans, because there's a platform that they're running away from. I mean, they should follow the principles that are articulated in the platform.
Exactly.
And they're not. And they're not following what Donald Trump promised during the campaign, which is what the American people voted on. So they know what the American people want. They know what they promised in the platform and they promised during the campaign. And they're just not doing it. And I think it's because they want to curry favor with the media. They don't want to be on the wrong side of the media. They're worried about criticism from the Democrats. They don't want to be called racist. They don't want to be called names. So they're just going along with the swamp. And
well, they better wake up, Jeff.
Come up there to do.
You're exactly right. And they better wake up and start currying favor with the group that really counts. And last time I checked, according to the Constitution, it's we the people. Jeff Cruer, Louisiana's favorite son. Jeff, as always, brilliant insight. Love your column. Keep up the great work. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material,
material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you